2 years into the pandemic, and lots of people are angry for many different reasons. Restaurant workers are dealing with rude customers. School committee meetings have become ground zero for public health debates. And a story about a group of Boston area moms yelling on a frozen football field has made national news. Psychologists say anger is a powerful emotion that can be used to make change, but only if it's understood and channeled in a productive way. Our commentator Molly Colvin, a developmental neuropsychologist, says it's okay to be angry at COVID, but don't stay that way.
When the pandemic began, I thought it would be temporary. I think a lot of us felt that way. We rallied together and hunkered down, believing one day life would return to normal. But the weeks became months, and the months became 2 years. And then this winter, Omicron arrived and suddenly COVID was everywhere. Getting sick felt inevitable, and everybody seemed mad, sick, and tired, on the brink of rage. I often work with kids who struggle to regulate their emotions. And when I talk to their caregivers, we focus on looking for big triggers for meltdowns. There are three: exhaustion, cognitive overload, and perceived injustice. Those apply here too. Any parent of a toddler can tell you about a nuclear evening followed by a napless afternoon. We're exhausted from being stuck in a suspended state of anxiety. We took on new responsibilities while still juggling old ones. And so few aspects of our lives run on automatic pilot anymore. We really thought we'd be done with this by now. Plenty of us have played by the rules, yet so many people have lost their lives, and COVID is with us for the long haul. I think it's safe to say we've all had enough of this pandemic, but what do we do with all this anger? The emotion is a primal one, arising from deep in our brains. Like fear and sadness, it's something most of us would rather not feel, but it's part of the human experience. Untamed, anger can hijack our executive functions, making it hard to plan, organize, and reason. Anger can lead to misunderstandings about what other people believe. That's especially dangerous now, after 2 years of relative isolation, when people need a little grace from one another. It can also reduce thorny questions with no easy answers into yes or no questions, like, should we lift mask mandates in schools? It's our brain's way of eliminating ambiguity and nuance, but we need mental flexibility to think through such complicated questions. Before we can navigate the next phase of this pandemic and live with COVID, we must all wrestle with the anger that will inevitably bubble up in our brains. It's okay to recognize your anger and find new ways to let it go, whether it's exercise or talking with friends, and sure, a well-timed primal scream. Those moms are onto something.
Molly Colvin is a developmental neuropsychologist. She's also a contributor to our Ideas and Opinion page. You can read her essay and many others by visiting WBUR.org.